This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Now the next installment of our election year series about ways for the U.S. to get serious about long-term opportunities and threats, the ones that don't fit into a single federal budget or a single election cycle. The late writer and social critic Kurt Vonnegut offered the following idea during an interview I did with him on public TV.
Look, I'll tell you, it's one thing that no cabinet had ever had is a secretary of the future. And there are no plans at all for my grandchildren and great-grandchildren.
Should the next president appoint a secretary of the future to consider how today's actions might play out in 20 or 50 years? This campaign season, we're taking suggestions about what a secretary of the future might keep an eye on. Today, financial innovations like digital currency, mobile money, peer-to-peer lending, and crowdfunding, these are opportunities and challenges for the future economy, as Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
Emerging financial innovations could bring good, ill, or some spooky cocktail of both.
It's definitely exciting because it could transform the way people make payments. It could transform the way people get credit. But whenever there's anything new, there's always something that can be a little bit challenging with it. Like with icebergs, it's not what you can see that can kill you, but it's what's below the water level. It's what you can't see that can sink the ship.
Randall Krosner has been on the bridge of America's economic ship as a Federal Reserve governor during the worst of the crisis. Now a professor at University of Chicago's Business School, he says new financial technologies, if they become much more popular, could make life tougher for his successors at the Fed.
If people find that it's very convenient to use these alternatives and prefer to use them a lot, that could start to pose some challenges.
Many financial technologies, from peer-to-peer lending to digital currencies like Bitcoin, move activities outside the traditional banking system into places the Fed can't as easily see or influence with its current tools. Think of the Fed as delivering a message to a crowded room. Today it talks, and the banking system hears it. But in a future where more people do business outside traditional banks, it's like the audience the Fed needs to reach would be wearing noise-canceling headphones.
At this stage, it's so small that it's not having an important effect, but it is something you have to think about for the future.
The Fed and all of America's regulators may have to adapt. Charles Whitehead is a former banking attorney and Cornell professor who thinks new financial technologies could get big enough to have real impact. It helps if you think about money as literally liquid.
Water tends to flow to the lowest point. Finances tend to flow to the lowest transaction costs, the cheapest way of getting money transferred, the cheapest way of doing business.
And that's one reason those technologies are growing now. In decades to come, they just might get big enough to totally rewrite the rules of the whole economy, which is why they definitely should be on the agenda of a secretary of the future. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
If the next administration did pick up on Mr. Vonnegut's idea of this secretary of the future, what would you personally put on her or his agenda? Tweet your ideas to hashtag Secretary Future. Marketplace.org has the reporting here.